This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
Joining us this week on All Natural from the Hillsville Sanctuary, good morning to Mika McIver.
Good morning, how are you going?
Very well. Now, today we're going to talk about Tasmanian devils, and are they really devilish or are they actually nice animals, Tamika?
That's the first thing I think that everybody wants to know about devils, but a lot of people think they are really quite aggressive and nasty creatures, but we've certainly found here that they're very curious animals. They certainly want to come up and sniff your shoes and find out where you've been for the day, but no, I think more curious and quite shy if they're caught from the wild and brought into captivity, definitely.
And Tamika, very much like my close friend Jimmy from Tasmania, are these guys only found in Tasmania?
These days, yes. Unfortunately, they did survive here on the mainland many, many years ago, but unfortunately, with introduced species and also, I guess, human influence, they have now only been found in Tasmania, yes.
And are there many of them left out there in Tasmania?
No, unfortunately they've lost almost 80% of their population in the wild. This is due to a contagious cancer that has come about in 1996. It's called devil facial tumour disease. So they have lost quite a lot of the population out there, and at this point there is no cure for this cancer. And but I guess scientists are trying to amend that and see if we can't increase the population again.
Tamika, what is a zoo doing to help?
We're part of a national breeding program here at Hillsville, and we're one of quite a number of institutions across the mainland that's helping to create an insurance population of devils. And we currently hold the largest number of devils on the mainland for the population, and at the moment it stands at 58, so it's quite a number. And we had such great success this year that that's the reason for the large number of the population here.
Can you just explain to us what you mean by an insurance population?
Yep, so what we hope to do is get enough animals into captivity and keep their genetic line hopefully intact, and to breed as many as we can to hopefully release back into the wild should the population go extinct or should it become under control. So we do hope that they can fight it off themselves, and then we'll release more individuals into that population. But if it happens that they do happen to go extinct in the wild, we will have a large enough population in captivity to restart the population back out in the wild.
Is there a risk that the cancer that's contagious in Tasmania could get onto the mainland, or have you been quite successful in keeping the populations apart and that cancer in Tasmania?
Yeah, there's definitely a huge quarantine protocol that we undergo, and thankfully we have come out of that very well, and we do have a clean population here. So the devils spend just over a year in quarantine, and that's just to make sure that they're not showing any signs of the disease, and so that we don't infect any of our clean animals back here on the mainland.
Tamika, what can the listeners do to help Tasmanian devils?
A bit late for the tigers.
Can't help the tigers anymore. But those devils out there, what can the listeners do to help you guys down at Hillsville?
So we're always really, really thankful for all of our sponsors and supporters of the devil program here at Hillsville. But people can make contributions to the program here, not only devil program here, but also under the threatened species programs that we run. But people just getting a knowledge of devils and understanding why they're in such peril is just hugely important to raise awareness of, of how much the population is declining out there in the wild. So it is important that we continue for this population to grow. And for that to happen, I mean, it's a very expensive program to run, and any contributions that people can make to the program are very, very much appreciated.
You can find out all the great work that they're doing at Healesville, as well as Werribee and Melbourne Zoo at zoo.org.au. Tamika McIver, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
That was Tamika McIver from Healesville Sanctuary talking about the Tasmanian Devils and the great breeding program that they've got going at Healesville Sanctuary. They had a very good breeding season last year and also going to have another successful one this year, we hope.
I hope so, and they can put them back on back into Tasmania and the population. I was over there a few weeks ago and I went to one of the sanctuaries or Tasmanian Devil Zoo, and they are cute. They're cute little things. They're amazing to see, and we want to make sure that they stay with us.
Ginny's also a big fan of Tasmanias as well.
She likes Tasmania, doesn't she?
Tasmania.
Yeah, loves them.
That's why it's quite... I was just listening to that interview saying,
I could do with a Tasmanian devil right now.
She's been a devil around the Tasmania.
Hi, I'm Ed.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.